Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And the Purdy's have done a great job over the years of finding their customers, clients, friends, exactly the right insurance for their cover. And it's auto, home, life, business, maybe it's bundles. They also go out of their way to make sure whenever possible to find you absolutely the best price. And if there's ever a claim, they take care of it. They take the worry away from you. And on top of that, they make sure everything is updated all the time so that you are never behind. Purdy Insurance, great professionals. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And again, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The online sales are now available. And not only that, they have great product lines. And you can also get some great deals. Service department open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. all at Sunbury Motors. So golf courses are be allowed to be open with social distancing on Friday, Matt.
That is correct, along with private campgrounds, marinas, and guided fishing trips. We have all that info just posted at WKOK.com, including CDC guidelines on what they're looking for when you start visiting these and doing these outdoor activities, which includes social distancing, as you mentioned.
I'm a little concerned, though, because I saw the suit posted his handicap as a 4, and nobody's been able to play for weeks. Is something going on that we don't know about? Somebody doing something they shouldn't have been doing? Oh, I'm a 4. That Chutter's got some rust on it. All right. The big story, which has just Matt all wound up today, is the Jalen Hurts draft pick in round 2, no less. Matt has been attempting to make sense of it. Have you come to any resolution?
Like I said in the open, I get the rationale, but I still don't agree with the pick.
Well, I guess we'll just label you a hater. Let's see if Matt Leon can make sense of it. Matt, hope you and yours are safe. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Everybody's doing well. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Let's take the Jalen Hurts off the pick off the table for a moment. When you look overall at what Howie Roseman did with Doug Peterson in this draft, did they address what they needed to address?
They got speed, which I think we talked last week and probably have talked before, was number one on the depth chart of things. Jalen Reagor, even the other wide receivers they drafted later, they brought in speed. They get Marquise Goodwin in the trade. They added speed on the outside, which they desperately needed. They addressed linebacker with Davian Taylor in the third round. Kayvon Wallace, who might end up being the best pick in this draft, in my opinion, the safety from Clemson they got with their first fourth-round pick.
He's essentially Malcolm Jenkins' replacement.
Right. And, I think the Jalen Hurts pick is so off-the-charts, head-turning, what in the world. The rest of the draft was solid. It addressed needs. I don't think they really reached for guys that, you know, that I think for the most part they took guys in the area where they should be taken. I think a couple of guys they got good value on. But they got faster, which is the number one thing they had to do. They were desperately lacking an explosion on the outside, and they addressed that, and now you wait and see how the guys develop.
Well, that's why I think quietly making that trade with the 49ers, I mean, I thought that was a nice, solid move in all this to put more speed in the outside.
Yeah, and they, what'd they do, switch sixth-round picks?
I mean, that's all they did.
Yeah, I mean, that's a paperwork move. And, you know, he's had injury problems. You know, is he a superstar? No, but he's a guy that you have to account for, can take the top off of defense. And for the price they got him at, no, I thought it was very, very effective. So, I mean, they added four wide receivers between the draft and that trade, and they are all plus-plus speed guys. So, you know, are they all going to work out? No. Got to figure at least two, three of them work out, and you have significantly upgraded the explosive ability of your receiving core.
All right, so now let's go to the top in the first round. Yeah, they went receiver. They went with the one that I think a lot of fans weren't sure about, but I think the more they learn about him, the more they like him. Because, look, the TCU quarterback situation, with all due respect to Gary Patterson, screams of mediocrity. This guy, I thought, dealt with mediocre quarterback play really well last year.
Yeah, and he can seem to do it all. I mean, he's at the top of the list of guys when you talk about fast. But he can play inside. You can slot him. He's good in the bubble screen game, which has become more and more of a factor at the NFL level. You can get him involved in the running game. And not for nothing, and this isn't why you draft a guy in the first round, but I think it's an added bonus, a plus-plus punt returner. And he can step into that day one.
Yep.
So, you know, we could argue. I thought they'd go the kid Jefferson from
LSU. So did I.
LSU.
So did I.
When it came to 21. But I think you could probably make six of one, half dozen of an argument. You know, it's probably just which way the arrow, the type of receiver you like. And when you kind of see the pick, and then you kind of look back at the tea leaves, because it's so much noise out there prior to the draft, you saw a couple of things that the Eagles really liked this kid. So, I agree with you. I'm not going to sit here and say I watched a lot of TCU football, but reading some stuff afterwards, the quarterback position, it sounds like really the last 2 years, they were really struggling. I think they ended up starting a true freshman for much of this year.
Yes, they did.
So, you know, you can't really put much, because when the first thing you see are his numbers, and they were okay, but they weren't anything where you went, wow, and then you kind of dig a little deeper, and you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. So, I think they got what they needed. They got a playmaker. Like I said, it's an added bonus that he is a legitimate explosive punt returner, and see where he fits in. I think the versatility in his game, where he can line up everywhere, you can use him in many different ways. I would be stunned if they don't use him in the running game as well when it comes to jet sweep, stuff like that. Brings a lot to the table offensively.
All right, so now we know Carson Wentz has been banged up a couple times in his career. So when it comes to Jalen Hurts, I mean, maybe he's part Taysom Hill, maybe he's part backup quarterback. How do you now view the pick Friday night of Jalen Hurts, which really, I think, rocked the draft a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if I said this to you last week. I know I said it to a couple people at work. I said the two positions that are off the table that they're not going to put any stock in is quarterback and tight end.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't feel silly having said that. Like, when you look at it.
That's because you were right, okay?
Yeah, but Hurts is a good player. And I feel like a lot of the criticism, Hurts is kind of the bystander that doesn't deserve the criticism. He didn't pick himself. He didn't put himself into this situation.
Exactly.
He's not a reach at 53 in a vacuum.
That's true.
He's not a reach at 53. It's the context here that makes all the – I've got a lot of theories. I think they got – freaked out by losing that playoff game last year when Wentz did get hurt.
Yep.
And they had to go to Josh McCown.
Yep.
So I think maybe they're overcompensating at the quarterback position. I think there's also a part that he's a good player and he was probably the top guy on their board. I think there's also a little bit of the Taysom Hill factor. that even before he's ready to be a quarterback in the league, he can bring things to the table. I think he's actually too good a player to maybe utilize that on. I feel like that might minimize his ability, but in the short term. I also think, and this is the way outside the box, and this is not based on anything other than what you see coming in the fall, I wonder if there also wasn't a thought that who knows what college football is going to look like in the fall. And if we've got Hurts and teams are going to need a quarterback in 2 years and they can't properly evaluate guys in the fall because of whatever situations play up, that maybe they think they can get $2 on the dollar a year from now on Jalen Hurts, that the landscape of college football because of the virus and who's going to play and what's it going to look like and are they going to play, maybe they think that they will have a commodity that, given the position he plays, yeah, and the uncertainty that the fall could bring, that they might have a card that they can really put down because he will be a known commodity in a year or so. I don't know. That's way outside the box thinking, but it's something that when you kind of throw it into the mix, it kind of makes everything make a little more sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it could. So, again, because you couldn't really work him out, you didn't have an opportunity to say, hey, could you run a couple routes for us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's where the mystery of this comes in, because I don't think I've ever seen him catch a ball, have you?
No. There's a lot of moving parts, and it's really – there's so much attention, and I get it, like, on this pick.
Yeah.
You take this pick out, the rest of the draft is solid.
Exactly.
You
know, exactly.
And if I gave you those first four names that they picked and didn't tell you the order, just said, here are four guys they got.
Right.
I think most people would go, all right, yeah, I take that. They got a linebacker, a safety, speed wide receiver, a quarterback, but okay. And you would just assume they picked him in the fourth or fifth round.
If they picked Hurts in the third round, people would be like, oh, okay.
But yeah, I think there'd still be some.
Yeah, there'd be some
eye doubt. But it would be much easier to sell that.
Yeah.
This is just a great talent. We got him at whatever their pick was, 100, 103.
Yeah.
We couldn't turn him down. We can never have enough good players. I think it goes down a little bit. It goes down a lot better than taking him at 53.
Just like Daniel Jones goes down just a little bit better at 17 than at 6.
Okay. Yeah. And then, to be fair, Howie Roseman just kind of kept repeating talking points after he was asked about. Like, you didn't get a clear picture of their thought process. I didn't think it was kind of all over the place. That doesn't help at all. And I think there's a little bit of a tone deafness that you have to know the media market you're doing this in. And you could have all the ideas that, oh, this isn't going to bother Carson. We talked to Carson. He's fine. Know where you're coming from. And know that this is going to be – you finally just got out from under the Foles-Wentz talking points.
Right.
And now you've basically just thrown gasoline on that fire and started it all over again. That being said, though, given that we don't know when live sports are going to start, the Jalen Hurts draft pick is probably the single most important moment in the history of Philadelphia sports radio, because it is going to give them something to talk about for the next 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
Where people, if they just turned on, they might not even realize that nobody's played a game in weeks.
Yeah. Exactly. And it is a great talking point. You know, the only other one that would be better is if I'm doing a talk show in Green Bay right now and they're like, I don't get the Jordan Love thing at all, and I don't understand why.
Yeah.
My friend, thank you so much. Appreciate your time as always. You're the best.
My pleasure. Take care.
Matt Leon, Philadelphia. Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon are your first two picks in the deepest wide receiver draft that we have seen in a while. When you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, I'm baffled. Baffled.
Yeah, the Packers, I would say, were the only team that had a worse draft weekend than the Eagles did.
Baffled. See, but the difference is you're a hater.
Okay.
when Jalen Hurts is named the MVP of the league, you'll be, I mean, I could see you right now limping around the house. You want to know why? Because you would have sprained an ankle jumping on the bandwagon.
If he proves me wrong, great.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. We continue to listen to the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, including the Center for Disease Control, concerning efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. During this time, our office remains operational and available to service our current and new clients. Our employees will be available by phone at 570-286-5855, as well as email, and have access to our systems to continue to conduct business. Please know that our after-hours emergency service will continue to be available. Based on the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, our building will be closed to the public during these extraordinary times. Our employees will be working from home to practice social distancing so we can do our part to keep our staff and community as safe and healthy as possible. Please be advised that all face-to-face meetings will be discontinued in favor of conducting business via phone or email. At this time, we ask that you be safe, be well, and be kind, and know that your Purdy Insurance team is committed to the highest levels of service and is only a phone call away.
Now, Matt tells me I'm not a gadget guy.
I'm not.
When your entire Super Bowl history is based on Philly special.
Well, I'm not. Let me clarify. Oh, I'm not a gadget.
Oh, that play. Oh, that was that play. Okay.
Was
Philly special. Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm not a gadget guy in terms of bringing somebody off the bench to replace your starting quarterback to kill his rhythm. That I'm not I wasn't a fan of when Michael Vick came in for certain packages when he and Donovan McNabb split the reps in 2009. I hated that. I'm not even a fan really of the whole Taysom Hill experiment that the Saints are doing. It's worked out for them somehow, but I'm for you stick with one guy at quarterback and keep him in there to keep your rhythm going. You can create other gadget plays. I'm fine with that, like a Philly special, flea flicker, or whatever. But just don't bring your quarterback out.
The greatest single play in the history of the franchise is a gimmick play with a former Florida quarterback who played some quarterback against Penn State in the Outback Bowl.
That's fine, but the starting quarterback was on the field for that play.
Well, where do you expect Wentz to be?
If they put him on the field, then great, but I just... It's going to depend on how they do this, because if you're putting Wentz in harm's way, say you have him like a Nick Foles to catch a pass, or you involve in some reverse where he can get hurt, which is part of the thought process of why you brought on Jalen Hurts in the first place, then that just makes absolutely zero sense. But if you're involving him as a distraction type of guy to use Hurts or vice versa, then I guess I can deal with that. But even so, having said that, there's still other ways you can make your offense better by getting better weapons for your quarterback at a higher part of the draft and sign a vet.
And what's the signature play in the history of Eagles football?
Well, it's Philly special.
There you go. And what's Philly special?
It is a gadget play.
And you hate gadget plays. So you now admit you hate the signature play in the history of Eagles football.
Well, I will say this. I wasn't a fan of it I wasn't a fan of going for it at the time, and then I was just too shocked even process the play call that Doug P made. I wanted them to kick. I like everybody else, wanted them to kick the field goal and just take a 6-point lead into the half.
I didn't. I was sat there as a neutral fan. I thought, good, he's playing to win. He's playing to win.
And he did.
I loved it.
And I give him credit. That was the whole game plan in that particular game.
Played to win. Meanwhile, they do it, and then you tell everybody you hate gadget plays. Now we find out it's the greatest play in the entire history of Eagles football. negativity is just, it's just killing everything. Bring the other guy back from Danville. He leads the league in negativity. Oh, I guess he liked the Steelers pick.
He did. He was a Chase Claypool fan. He was kind of eh on everybody else, but I think that's a majority of Steeler fans' thoughts on this.
McFarland is a kick returner and an occasional down guy. He's not a great receiver out of the backfield, to be frank with you. Claypool, the only concern I have about Claypool is just the weight. That's a lot of weight to carry in this league as a wide receiver. I don't mind you being solid and thick. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is all that. Claypool carries a lot of weight, though. That would be the one area I'd be concerned about. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. I will say this. Roger Goodell, I thought, came off great during the draft. I also think, I think Trey Wingo for 3 days was the rock-solid pros pro everybody in this business wants to be.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades, taking care of their customers. And customer service means everything, by the way. Finding them exactly the right insurance. Best price whenever available. Auto, home, life bundles. Business insurance. Whatever it may be. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They are the best in the business. And you know what it means to us to be associated with the best. Same story with Sunbury Motors. Yep, online sales are rolling again at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check out the product lines online. Get in touch with their great sales staff. There are great deals to be had right now, no question. And the service department open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We have discovered a very unattractive trait in the normally Boy Scoutish Macatrillo. It's a genuine hate of gadget plays and drafting somebody that could give you gadget play. We found that out. It's just, it's ugly to see. And little Luke, beautiful, wonderful child with really a great mom, has had to hear daddy say words that a child shouldn't hear during a draft.
He still learned some constructive things, though.
What did he learn?
He learned how to break down a quarterback mechanics.
I heard he loved the Claypool pick for the Steelers.
He did.
Give me a thumbs up, Luker. Okay. Let's get to Alex Peachin. Alex, welcome. Great to have you with us on the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Okay, so when the draft's over, sometimes that phone's going to ring. How do things stand with you right now?
Things are fine. You know, there's definitely some interest. I think some teams are just taking a little bit longer than other teams, so definitely not losing optimism or positivity during this whole thing. You know, I'm still confident myself. I'm still confident that I'll get that opportunity, so if I have to wait, you know, I have to wait. So as long as I get that chance, I'm happy.
Well, what got me is that Mel Kiper indirectly mentioned you the other day. He's talking about kicker. And the Bucknell kid, like, at Mel.
Yeah.
Read the script,
kind of funky.
Mel.
You know, I was. It's weird to hear somebody like that say it. Said it wrong, though. I don't know if he caught that when he said Patrick, but used to that one.
Yeah, I know. You're used to that. Yeah, no, unfortunately, you're used to that one.
Yeah, exactly. I know my dad was watching. He just cracked up because it's something he's been dealing with his whole life, too. So it's funny.
It's funny, but, you know, I've had Mel on my show once, and I've actually was on Mel's show once, so I know how Mel is. Okay, so I can.
No, I mean, hey, if I can get mentioned by Mel, it's pretty cool. I
think you did pretty well. I mean, to get that's really great. What's interesting is that when it's done, there are options, and there's also no OTAs coming up. I mean, there is time. I mean, and that seems to be what's working in your favor right now.
Yeah, I think you know, that's part of the reason for this whole thing. So. I mean, given that we don't even know when we'll be able to go to camps, it might be August for all we know. You know, teams are probably a little bit more reluctant to sign a punter. So what are you gonna do? You can't teach them a playbook, you know, can't sign them, like, and fly them down there to work out or anything, or for a rookie camp. So just the nature of the position that I'm in right now. So, but yeah, I mean, it's working out for me. I know that there's definitely going to be some interest now, and maybe even 2 months from now. I don't know if I don't sign soon. So.
You'll get something.
I'm still happy. You know, I'm still confident, so should be all right.
Yeah, you'll get something. That's not even. I mean, it takes 12 seconds to look at your film, and that's watching 2.5 your hang time punts. All right. So,
thank you.
What have you done to stay in shape during this time?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough to. We had this really. I'd probably say about 10 or 12 years ago, we got this little, like, weight set in our basement. So it's like a little, it's one bar pretty much with a bunch of weights. So I'm using that. Bought some bands that I can use. I have this big hill in the back of my yard, so I can run up and down that and stuff like that. So, I mean, all in all, it's pretty decent. Obviously not the same. You know, I can't really get inside of a squat rack or anything. But, you know, I have a lot to do. And, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of what I can do around here at my house. So I'm definitely fortunate to have a lot of things, and I'm really glad that I can make a lot of that work for me.
Are you allowed to get to a park or someplace and kick a ball?
I don't know what you mean by allowed. So, I've been there. I haven't really gotten in trouble yet, so we'll see.
Well, no, you know, I mean, if you're going to say something.
I called to a field, and a cop came and just sat in the parking lot, and I guess he was looking at me, and that was a little weird for me because I'm not the type of dude to do that stuff. So, luckily, he didn't get angry, though, so it's all good.
Well, I mean, yeah, and what I mean is allowed, even Brady got cited in a park. So.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe that, yeah. So, I'm sure that I might get kicked off, too, so.
Well, here's the part that gets me. You're the police officer. You're like, "Hey, you're Tom Brady." Yeah, I know I am.
yeah, exactly. You're like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave." Yeah, I don't know how.
I mean, can you bring it? Can you bring it? Can you bring anybody to shag it for you?
Yeah, I brought my dad.
Dad? Oh, okay. Yeah. So now, wait a minute. No. I need a scouting report. All right, so let's get into Dad shagging punts. How is Dad shagging punts?
He doesn't catch them anymore. He tried when I was out in Arizona recently. He came with me, and he tried to catch one of the ones I was warming up, and like hit him in the chest. He was like, "No, I'm done. I'm not doing that anymore." So now he just snaps, and he'll help me pick him up once they hit the ground afterwards. So I think he's done with catching them for now.
Well, you know, I mean, James. There's been times where James Franklin, at the end of a practice. If you want to have guys not run sprints, he'll send somebody back to catch a punt.
Yeah.
Alex, I have been nominated a few times. I finally I finally have started coming through at the end. So,
yeah.
I finally came through a couple times.
That's so awesome. We were, our team was actually pretty close to doing that. With like one of the linemen, or having like a defensive line versus offensive line sort of thing,
yeah.
Trying to catch my punts. But We ended up not doing it, but I thought it would be hilarious. Oh, my God.
Well,
I could only imagine.
Well, you know, the punters a couple times, you know, to help out, would do nose down.
Yeah, that definitely helps. I mean, it's a lot easier than a spiral coming straight down on you, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it's like a kickoff. That's what we tell about all the time. Guys have the ability to return a kickoff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of those things that when they're punting it to you and they're and the players are all looking at you, you really don't want to let Saquon Barkley down.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Right. A little bit extra motivation there for you.
So your dad didn't have that thought. He didn't worry about letting you down.
No, I think it was just having it's been like 30 years since he's caught a punt. I'm way more than that. So it's like, yeah, that's way harder than I remember it being. So I'm just going to point out.
Oh, my goodness. What about the kickoff part? Have you worked at all on that just for the element of versatility?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something I did off and on through my career, but something I definitely want to be able to do. And, if a team needs to be able to do that, you know, I'll gladly step up to the plate and do that for the team. So it's definitely something I feel comfortable doing and something I've been working on for sure.
Are you on the verge of getting your degree right now?
I am, yeah. Classes actually finish up, I think, this week. So, it's a little bit weird just being home with a couple of electives. So definitely a lot different than what I'm used to at school, that's for sure. But going
now,
well.
Have you been doing this on, for example, I know that when I teach my broadcasting class, I've had to utilize Zoom. Is that what you've had to do, or how have you done this?
Yeah, all of our classes are on Zoom. So, I mean, just for example, like my research professor, I was doing research with him, and we just meet on Zoom to talk about basically everything that I've done this past week, because we meet every week. So even if I do something on Excel, like we meet on Zoom, share screens, and look at the Excel stuff and everything. So it's pretty good, actually, you know. I think you can still be pretty effective with it. Obviously, it's a lot different. You still got to get used to the software and everything, but it's actually not too bad. It's just a little bit different looking into the screen. And for some reason, my computer has like an orange hue on my video, so I always look really orange, which is funny.
I could make a comment, but I'm not going to.
I know where you're going with that. Yeah.
I think, yeah. What have you been researching?
So, actually, I started in the fall. It just counted as an elective, and it was something that I knew would be flexible for a schedule. And, you know, I already had a relationship with that professor, and he was incredibly generous to let me do this with him. But it's essentially, we're trying to improve playground safety, so I'm trying to minimize the risk of injuries for kids on playgrounds and things like that, just by the surfacing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really great.
Does
that
mean cool. There's so like little connections, too, to like, I guess, like field testing, because, you know, they'll do some stuff like that to minimize risk, like concussions on football fields and things like that. So kind of see the parallels between it. It's pretty cool.
The graduation part, yeah, I think you'd love to walk across stage. It'd be a great moment for you, great moment for your family. What do you have planned that weekend right now based on how everything is?
I have absolutely no idea. So they canceled it and moved it I think July is the last time I heard. But
But you're busy in July. You're in a camp.
Yeah, so, I mean, I might not even be able to go, which kind of stinks, but you know, if I have to sacrifice that for my dreams, then I'm happy to do so.
Well, you know what? We're behind your dreams all the way. It was great to hear about your dad fielding punts. I would like to know, you know, at some point, if you could just let us know if Dad ever catches one.
Then we'll make a video for you.
The video would be great, and not only that, I'll do play by play of it.
It might take a couple hours, but I'll try.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or shot. Well, we appreciate you very much. We look forward to the next conversation that we have with you, because that conversation will be about you signing with somebody.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
And whomever gets you is going to be very fortunate. Alex, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we appreciate him, Alex Peachin, Bucknell's all-time great punter. He will sign with somebody. Take my word. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Steelers also had a second-round pick, which was their first pick in the draft. And they chose Chase Claypool, 6'4", 238. Oh boy, I'd like to see him about 228, maybe 230. 238, boy, that's borderline wide out tight end, but that's okay. He can run, though. I mean, he is right around that 4-4 number. And that gives at 6-4, that is a big target for Ben to throw to. And it's not like they didn't use him in Notre Dame last year. They did. He caught 66 passes last year. 1,037 yards, 13 touchdowns. So there you go. I think it gives them some balance between Juju, Johnson. Now you add in Claypool, pretty good. I don't think James Washington's an answer. Maybe as a fourth guy he is, but this guy's going to be expected to play right away in a three-wide set. So that's big. McFarland, like, hey, we got a running back. He will be okay. The greatest day he ever had was against Ohio State. He ran for over 200. It was an awesome day against Ohio State. But then he played Penn State the next week, and Penn State bottled him up totally. I think he only had like 30 yards. So that's what they did. And again, Trey Wingo. Look, ESPN, just so you know, you see the pick is in. Well, when you hear the pick is in, that then gives ESPN time to, and they're, who, all those young people that they bring in that work tirelessly from the middle of December up until the draft on these highlight packages on all these players. Tirelessly. Now they put them in the computer, they're ready to go. When you see the pick is in, you're saying, come on, tell me the pick. Well, they've told ESPN what the pick is. Now they can go and they can find, okay, which one is it? All right, great. Let's just use Jalen Hurts, which is an easy one. Boom. All right, there we go. We got Jalen Hurts. All right, we're going to get Kurt Warner here to talk about Hurts because it's a quarterback. And you notice each one of the experts had their own guy. So, you know, list of guys. Daniel Jeremiah had his own list. Some of the wideouts, Michael Irvin did. Kurt Warner at quarterbacks. Mel Kiper had his list of area of expertise. You notice that when we talk about Alex Peachin, Mel had all the kickers of UNOs. And so they went through, and then Trey Wingo has to be part expert, part traffic cop, and the glue that keeps it all together. And I'll tell you right now, I thought Trey Wingo for three straight days was just fabulous and deserves all the credit in the world for what he did and how he handled hours and hours and hours of live television. And let's give Roger Goodell credit. There's been one person since all this started six and a half weeks ago that said we're going to do business as usual. And there was some pushback internally about doing business as usual. And he was at, he was the one guy that was adamant about doing business as usual. And guess what? The fear early was that, I don't know this is going to play during something like this. Well, guess what? The vast majority of people have been thumbs up to the NFL because they've kept business as usual. Now, they can do that. They're in the off season, but they've received just praise almost across the board. And look at the ratings numbers. For the 3 days of the draft, ESPN, ABC, NFL Network drew 55 million viewers over the 3 days. 55 million. That's impressive. NBA, they talked about opening up some facilities May 1st. They're going to do it May 8th instead. So the NBA will start opening up its facilities in areas where they can open on May 8th. Baseball still wants to get back going by middle of May, so nothing has changed there. States are starting to open up. Here in our state, golf courses will get to open up along with marinas and certain campgrounds. By Friday, which is great. And then the state starts to do a slow reopen, including, I think our region is in the May 8th range, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, our region, which includes Center County, too, is in the May 8th range, which is a week from, is 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. So that's where we are in this gradual reopening as we all try to be smart about this. And if we're smart about this, we can get this thing done. And that's what we're all hoping for. Whatever we can do to get it done, we'll get it done. So that's what, you know, that's what we're all hoping for. That's what we're all hoping for. By the way, Purdue says they're going to. Purdue says that they're going to open up school in the fall. So does Nebraska, so does Michigan, and Michigan State. At least that's what they've indicated. We'll see. Take it a step at a time, but this goes back to something I talked about last week. You don't need to make a decision until you have to make the decision. There's no need in this particular day on April the 27th to make a decision like that. There's no need yet. At some point, you'll have to make the decision, but it's not today. You'll be able to make the decision with more information at your fingertips. Now, the decision I have to make is to make sure I tell you today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury.